Watch, Biden forgets to sign executive order after delivering remarks. By Nick Gilbertson on July 28, 2023. President Joe Biden forgot to sign an executive order as the Washington Post march was playing him out after he delivered remarks on Bidenomics in Auburn, Maine, on Friday. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you very much, Biden concluded before going to shake hands. After a few moments, Biden made his way away from the crowd and said, "I'm coming back to shake your hands, but I forgot to sign the order. All that talk and no action." The executive order is on federal research and support of domestic manufacturing in the United States, he said. Per the Associated Press, the White House outlined the executive order being signed by Biden, which would improve the transparency of federal research and development programs to meet the administration's goals for domestic manufacturing. The order asks agencies to weigh U.S. national security and economic interests when determining if domestic manufacturing requirements should be broadened. Biden touted Bidenomics during his remarks, specifically, unemployment numbers and the cooling of inflation, despite the fact that an APNORC poll released earlier this month showed that 69% of Americans rated Biden's economy as poor versus 30% who say it is good. Despite Biden's boasts, the buying power of the American dollar has dropped dramatically when compared with January 2021, when former President Donald Trump left office. Per the Bureau of Labor Statistics, $1 in January 2021 had the same buying power as $1.17 in 2023. For reference, the buying power of a dollar shrank by only 5% in the comparable time frame during Trump's presidency. In other words, $1 in January 2017 had the same buying power as $1.05 in June 2019. Biden's gaffe comes as many have concerns about Biden's age and mental acuity. A Harvard-Harris poll from May showed 57% of respondents have doubts about the 80-year-old Biden's fitness for office. Additionally, 65% believe that Biden, who would be 82 at the start of a second term if elected, is showing he is too old to be commander-in-chief.